Elizabeth Clare Prophet and her relatively small group of followers have planned for a destiny that they believe is inevitable. But centuries ago, a book was written that is said to foretell of a similar fate. There is an ancient document which warns us that perilous times shall come. The Bible also speaks of healing, miracles, and resurrection. But Revelation, the final chapter of the New Testament, suggests that the biblical predictions of the apocalypse, the return of the Antichrist, and the battle of Armageddon may all come to pass. There followed fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. Trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt. And as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. A haunting prophecy passed down for nearly 2,000 years. This ancient document is a fascinating source of prophecy, which may point directly to our time, and is believed to predict a terrifying future called the apocalypse, or in other words, the end of time. Dr. Charles Strozier believes the signs are all around us. He is the author of Apocalypse on the Psychology of Fundamentalism in America.
Revelation is a highly symbolic book. So I would call it transformation that moves through violence. Violence is the regenerative mode. People have to be changed, cleansed. Human history has to be cleansed and ended in order for this new creation, this new recreation.
But before the new earth can be created, Revelation suggests the end of human history as we know it, the so-called end time. According to some, the Bible predicts a time of torture and tribulation, the conclusion of God's time and the reign of the Antichrist.
Antichrist and the image of Antichrist is a very important part of the end time process, and first reveals himself as a messenger of peace. And it's a false peace that lulls the nations to sleep. And the message, the psychological message, is beware the peacemaker. It locates in the minds of a quarter of the population a deep fear of anything that moves toward peace. That matters in a democracy.
The Bible is said to predict that the Antichrist will rule for a period of 7 years and that 10 nations will unite under his leadership. Many Bible scholars interpret this as the nations of the European common market.
The key idea, though, is that Antichrist has been born, which is crucial to that unfolding of the end time process. Because after all, if he's born, that means we only have a generation for history to last.
According to some interpretations, Revelation tells us the Antichrist will force his followers to wear the so-called mark of the beast, associated with the number 666. Some Bible scholars believe these marks will separate the faithful from the damned. The Reverend Dr. R. L. Hymers interprets it this way.
There's no question that the Bible speaks about a rise in satanic worship at the end of time. There will be thousands of people that become Christians because they realize that this prophecy has been fulfilled and that we are under the Antichrist. During his last 3.5 years, the Antichrist becomes a horrible dictator, Hitler was tried to do that. He'll do what Hitler tried to do.
As a further indication that the end may be near, the Bible warns us of deadly storms and floods. There shall be signs in the moon, the sun, in the stars, on an earth distress of nations. Reverend Hall interprets.
There will be an earthquake hit the central part of the United States and destroy perhaps more properties and people than any earthquake that we've ever had.
We've seen things moving very rapidly. Those that believe the Bible and think about these things We see things in the newspaper every day that seem to point that the time is short.
Followers of the Bible prophecy believe the very short time that is left will end with the battle called Armageddon, an actual city east of Israel called Megiddo that will be completely destroyed. They say the Bible predicts it will take 7 months to bury the dead after the apocalyptic, possibly nuclear battle of Armageddon in the heart of the Mideast.
It takes an act of imagination not to imagine at some time, at some point in one's life, those endings or that ending. When I say that ending, I mean the end to human existence. And that's what's so extraordinary. And that's what I think is new. It makes a difference that it is a real scientific possibility. The prophecies say it's all about to end. It seems without hope. And the only thing we can have is faith.
The Bible's prophecies have long been used by scholars and religious leaders as warning signs for mankind. But beyond the predictions of the printed word, what actual occurrences point to such calamities? The answers can be found all around us.